I've been wondering how I could honour Gwenllian, Shannon Smith. I've been wondering this. I've wanted to do more than just say a few words. And I think I've thought of, well, I've decided what I'm going to do. Yes. And it fits in with the rest of my life, so that I do feel that it's not something I'm adding on from outside, but it's something that comes from the inside out. Gwenllian was a very musical person. Even I had conversations with her about music and about pieces of music. I very often followed, listened to, and read conversations between her and other people about music. I particularly remember conversations with McColgan, but not only McColgan. And Gwenllian was very keen on church music. I am an unbeliever who loves church music. I'm very keen on Gregorian chant, but that's another story. I also love the harp. I wish I'd been sensible enough to have a discussion with Gwenllian about Laura Nyro, whom I love very much and who also plays the harp. But perhaps this coming month is an opportunity to, for me at least, to connect in with Gwenllian in a way that I haven't done already. Because I want to dedicate October to Gwenllian. I want to treat it as if it is a way of... I want to treat it as honouring her. Because actually, it wasn't just the stuff we call music with which Gwenllian made music. I mean, she had energy and vivacity and genuine straightforwardness. She did not engage in any subterfuge that I ever came across. You know, she was a bringer of freshness and life. So I regard all that as her music, her composition, her playing, her way. So I'm going to dedicate, I'd love other people to do it too, but I'm certainly dedicating October to Gwenllian. And I'm going to play my part in ensuring that October happens and that it does provide an opportunity for there to be a community or conversations around the music. Not just simply people putting up their favourite bit of music and saying a few words about it, but genuine listening to each other. Genuine is superfluous there. Listening to each other. Getting to know each other. And all that has to be done in a way is you just have to think about helpful prompts for, you know, how to sustain 30 days of, which I don't think is all that difficult. Last year we did, or was it last year? Yeah, I think it was last year. We did Desert Island Discs to start off with. And that's certainly, you know, the question. Anybody remember this? You know, if you were going to a desert island and you could only take 8 pieces of music with you, what would be the 8 pieces of music? Do you remember that? And why? Of course, there'd be the question, why? Earlier today, I thought, no, I don't want to do that again. I was saying things to McColgan about it. That is not to say that McColgan has decided anything in particular in relation to October, but I was in touch with him. I don't know. I don't know if it is really too soon to do Desert Island Discs again, to pick one record. That are one piece of music for each of 8 days and say what it means to you, why you've picked it. I mean, the best ones are when people tell stories, you know, connected with the music as well. But it doesn't really matter because I really think that it's not the brilliant audio quality that you can produce. I mean, or it's not the quality of the audio. It's not the quality of the music you pick. It's not even the quality of what exactly you say about it, I think. But I think it's about the fact that it comes from the heart and that you're actually speaking in your own way about something that's very meaningful, your music. So that's what I'm putting up for your consideration. It's lovely to know that Stefano, that Simon SM2N, and others. I'm tired, it's late, are keen to ensure that Octaver will live on. And I don't really want to engage in some sort of emotional blackmail by saying, you know, if you don't join in, you're letting Gwentleian down. No, she'd kill anyone who tried to get something done by doing it that way. And I want to especially thank Lady of the Lake for her audio about Gwentleian's funeral. And I'd like to thank everybody else who, without exception, who has said something at all about Gwentleian, who meant so much to so many people. And as a wonderful man, Robert Neal, over on Anchor, said today that listening to the number of the pieces of audio that people had made on Audio Boom about Gwentleian had really helped him to realize that the kind of relationships that are formed, particularly I think through audio on social media, are real, are full, I forget the exact words Robert used, proper human relationships. They're not a, and this is my words, they're not a pale imitation of the real thing. And if anything was to support that statement that our relationships that we form on, you know, via social media can be real, genuine human relationships. And actually, when it comes to relationships formed with Shannon, they really are warm human relationships.